If a book filled with cookie recipes sounds like a pretty awesome idea right now, well, you're in good company. Sales of baking cookbooks are up, way up, more than 80% over the past 12 months. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
One of the past year's best-selling cookbooks is dedicated just to desserts.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I love dessert.
Sarah Fennell's book is called Sweet Tooth. It was not reviewed by any big newspapers when it came out last year. It did not need to be. Fennell is an online influencer, and Sweet Tooth has become this year's biggest baking cookbook, thanks to Fennell's smiley social media presence.
This right here is my favorite holiday snack. It is a salty, sweet, white chocolate caramel orange popcorn.
Other books contributed to the baking cookbook boom. For example, Sally's Baking 101 by Sally McKenney. None of this was anticipated by Brenna Connor. She analyzes the U.S. book market for the research company Circana.
The double-digit growth surprised me, so 80% growth certainly exceeded my expectations.
Especially since cookbooks as a larger category have actually gone down in sales.
Definitely bucking the trend compared to the overall cookbook decline.
The last time baking cookbooks saw a spike in sales was, you guessed it, during the pandemic in 2020.
The growth then was led largely by bread cookbooks.
It's a little different now, Connor says. Instead of going to a bakery to buy a $4 cookie, she believes more people want to save money by making those cookies at home. Circana also tracks grocery store sales, and there's been an uptick, she says, in the baking aisles. And Connor has noticed another uptick in sales of specific kinds of baking cookbooks.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, and even vegan are standing out among top growth titles.
Like one called The Elements of Baking by Katarina Chermel. She's a self-described food science nerd with a PhD in inorganic chemistry from Oxford. She teaches people to adapt any recipe to be free of gluten, eggs, or dairy. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.